Welcome to my 4th of July neighborhood fireworks podcast. I did this back in 2007 when I was using my Olympus WS320M recorder, and I put it up on BCT as a series that everybody was doing for the 4th of July fireworks from various cities, and it turned out pretty well. Not great, but you know, pretty well, I guess. You know, for that type of recorder, the fireworks at the time, the finale, tended to overwhelm the limiter on the Olympus, so the end didn't turn out real great. So, I didn't do anything in 2008, and I thought this year, since I got my Eteral R09HR recorder, I would try and do something with it. Many of you know that I bought my Eteral here, I think it was back at the beginning of the year. And I really hadn't did anything with it yet, so I was thinking here tonight, hey, you know, maybe this would be a great opportunity to give my recording skills on the Eteral a try. I really haven't did anything, and so this is my first real serious recording I've attempted to do with it. A little bit of information about the recording. As I said, it was done on the Eteral R09HR. It was done with the internal stereo mics. The noise attenuation was set to low, and the input level set approximately 15 steps from the maximum level. And the recording was encoded as an MP3 at 128 kbit stereo, 44,100 sample rate, and I think it turned out pretty good. I was trying to get the finale of the downtown fireworks to pick up. It's about 3 miles away, and I was hoping I could pick those fireworks up better than I ended up doing, but as you will hear throughout this 52-minute recording, there were quite a bit of fireworks going around in my neighborhood. At times it was rather loud, and the recorder did a very good job. So, without further ado, here is my 2009 Akron Neighborhood Fireworks Podcast, and I hope everybody enjoys it. So we're not even up to the fireworks that are going off in the downtown area yet. These are just local fireworks right here in my neighborhood that are going on. The big stuff should start any time if I can pick it up well. Pretty noisy neighborhood, lots of traffic going down the road, and there's a freeway about two blocks away too, so pick up a lot of car and truck and motorcycle traffic. A lot of people out tonight talking and making lots of noise, and dogs barking around the area, and lots of fireworks as well that everybody in the neighborhood is letting off, it appears. This is being recorded on my Eterol R09HR unit on its internal microphones. Low attenuation, about 15 clicks or so from the top for the mic levels. Thank you. And again, these are still just fireworks. Just the people in the area are letting off. It's really amazing what people can get. Almost sounds like it's raining fireworks. don't really hear much of the downtown fireworks yet. Not sure if they're not going on tonight, or I'm just too far in the distance, or what. Few upset dogs in the area, that's for sure. Fireworks definitely bothering them. There's some stuff in the distance. I don't know if it's the downtown fireworks or not. Could be just distant neighborhood fireworks. Thank you. the distant is the downtown fireworks. Sounds like a distant thunder here. Sounds like the finale downtown is going on. It's about 3 miles distant from here. Other is just local, right here in the neighborhood, a few houses away. Flying overhead. Alright, well, it sounds like it's quieting down, so sounds like a war zone. Alright then, well, we're going to wrap this up and hope you have enjoyed listening to some of the fireworks here from Akron, Ohio, July 4th, 2009. Here's my contact information. If you'd like to go to the Blind Geek Zone website, you can get there by going to www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to send me an email to ask me a question or send comments on anything you've listened to, you can email me at rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. That is rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. You can also leave questions via Skype. You can leave information for the Blind Geek Zone podcast, tips, tricks, questions, and things like that. And my contact information for Skype is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. And you can also follow me at Twitter. And my contact information at Twitter is Rickster the Geek, which is my personal Twitter account. You can follow me there by going to twitter.com/Rickster the Geek. That's capital R I C K S T E R capital T H E capital G E-E-K. You can also follow the Blind Geek Zone on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Blind Geek Zone. That's capital B-L-I-N-D, capital G-E-E-K, capital Z-E-E-K.